This podcast is for learners of English and also for teachers of English to use with their classes. I'm Karen, a teacher and writer from England, and in each episode of this podcast, I will help you to improve an aspect of your English vocabulary, grammar, and comprehension, and discuss British writers, culture, and pronunciation. Come on, let's get started. Hello, and welcome to this episode. So, what is wrong with me? I think you can hear, maybe, what is wrong with me, at least one thing, because at the moment, I have two health problems. Lucky me. The first health problem I will tell you. The second one, you have to guess first. So, the first health problem, as you can hear, probably, is that I'm under the weather. If you're under the weather, you're not feeling very well, but it's nothing very serious. So I have a sore throat. I'm coughing. Sniffing. And sneezing sometimes. But I don't have a temperature. This is what we say when you don't have a high temperature. Obviously, I have a temperature, otherwise I'd be dead. Everybody has a temperature. But we say this in English, do you have a temperature? It means, do you have a fever? But more often in English, we don't say fever, we say, do you have a temperature or do you have a high temperature? And I don't have that, so that's something. The second health problem, I will give you clues and I want you to guess. Maybe you know somebody who has had this problem before. So see if you can guess. So a week or so ago, I started getting extreme, severe pain on one side of my body. And the pain was so bad that I couldn't speak. And I was shaking, my hands, my body was shaking from the pain. And they say that the pain from this health problem is the worst pain that a human can experience. I haven't experienced all the pains. I have had two children. I can say it's nearly as bad as that, I would say. So it is very painful. I went to A&E, so A and E, or A&E, if you say it quickly, is accident and emergency. And it's the department in a hospital where you go if you have an urgent problem. So I went to A&E and they couldn't do anything for me, honestly. They gave me painkillers and they were strong painkillers. And they sent me home with no treatment. Treatment is when the doctors do something to help you. They gave me no treatment. The next day, they said, come back to the hospital for a scan. So they looked inside me. And then they found the answer. So what do you think it is? Do you have any ideas? I'll tell you now. The answer is I had a kidney stone. A kidney stone. This is a small stone which is created in your kidneys and then it travels down through your body and gives you a lot of pain. And your kidneys are the organs in your body that clean your blood and remove waste. And you have two, one on each side. They're quite small, I think. So I had kidney stones and I don't want one again. The pain is horrendous. So I recommend to you, and I will be following this advice as well, drink a lot of water. I don't wish anyone to experience that pain. Drink a lot of water. Stay hydrated, everyone. This has become a health channel as well now. Right, I wanted to talk also about causes of death. So in my book, Hushabye, which is a detective story, there is a post-mortem And a post-mortem is where doctors try to work out, understand, why the person has died. And in this story, the post-mortem is done on Dieter Olgweisch, who is a nanny. And the doctor cuts open her body to see why she has died. And the doctor discovers that she's died because someone hit her on the head. And this person hit her on the head very hard. So the doctor thinks from that information that the killer is probably a man. So if you want to know who the killer is, you have to read my book. Now, Hushabye is a book in a crime series, which I've adapted, and it's book one. And the second book is called Requiem. And in this book, also a crime detective story, there is another post-mortem, this time of a young woman called Elodie Duncan. And during the post-mortem, the detective, Kate Redman, asks the doctor, was it suicide? Was it suicide? That means, did she kill herself? And the doctor says no. And I can see that because part of her neck is broken. It's called the hyoid bone. And Kate Redman understands straight away that this means that she was strangled. When you're strangled, it means that somebody puts their hands around your neck or maybe a rope and they pull tight and you can't breathe and you die. If you're interested in murder mysteries and detective thrillers, then have a look at Hushabye and Requiem. It's a crime series and part three is coming out soon. It will be called Imago. And the books are written by my friend, Selena Grace. She wrote the original books and I wrote the adaptations. And Selena is a lovely person, but also a best-selling author. And she sells the books in the originals and they do very well. So my adaptations are available in ebook or paperback. And you can get the link to buy them in the description of this podcast episode. Or you can go straight to my website. So I hope you feel that you've learnt a lot of vocabulary about health and about causes of death as well. And I hope you'll join me again on the next episode. The best way to make sure you do that is to follow me, and then you won't miss any episodes. I'll see you next time when hopefully I'll be feeling better. Stay well. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Read Stories Learn English podcast. I hope to see you again next time.